Eins, zwei, drei, vier.
So if you came in on the tram and got off at Oosterfeltet, you should have come into the field and then turned left on the sort of abandoned stretch of highway and gone all the way almost to the end. Don't go to the very end. There's a paved walking path that follows the highway. But turn right on sort of a muddy trail that goes down to Jutlandsvägen.
This is not Jutlandsvägen. Jutlandsvägen starts here.
Yeah, so don't go straight. Go right. We don't know what this road is that goes straight, even though it's very old.
Yeah, you can see it on maps from the 1600s.
Yeah. So that's not your road, even though there are these nice willow trees.
Yeah.
Go right.
Yeah.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Daisy's broken wings and learn to fly.
You want to walk not too fast. Slow walk like this.
The field used to be a big, big lake before, and then if you look on the right hand, you can see like water plants, like the plants you see when you are near a lake or something. The ground are very wet,
yeah,
and it's muddy, very muddy, this place.
This is what mud sounds like. And if you look to your left now, there's a wide clearing. Looks kind of like a little meadow. And then it was, when humans came, they made it into a field. Do you think that's what happened?
Yeah, because it was very good to grow things on it. Mm-hmm. So they used it for growing wheat and they have even grown tobacco. Yeah.
And we are opening up into the field a little bit more. Can start to see the rest of Oosterfeld.
Jutlandsvägen used to be the only road coming from the south of Sweden going to the capital of Sweden. So it's very old, and it was used until the
1600s.
Yeah. Then at that time they started to build a new road. So, but this one is still here.
To our right is a sizable patch of trees with no leaves on them. Kind of spooky. Definitely trolls in there.
Everybody was using this road, even the kings and the farmers and everybody, because there was no other road, so everybody used this. You have every king in Sweden has used this road until the 1600.
And now, we are in totally open field, to the right and to the left.
why they build roads here was because it was good materials to build roads with, because it's right next to the lake, so there was a lot of sand and good materials to build the roads on. And when we walk a little bit further here, you can see how high up the road is. And that's how they made the roads, so that different steps to build the road, it's bigger stones underneath and then smaller and smaller, and then they made the top with sand.
You could have turned left here, but on a little path, but just stay straight on the old road. Bird's nest in the tree here to the left. Wasteland to the right, lots of scraggly little shrubby looking things. That's what they sound like if you shake them.
It's not a wasteland.
What is it?
It's shrubs, bushes, thinly wooded, very sparsely wooded, like savanna.
It might even be rose. Because look, there's hips. Yeah, those are rose hips. Okay, I take it back.
And what if they were rose? Would then it be a wasteland?
No. So lots of little paths crossing, but you're just going to go straight, straight, straight. Open field on your left. You can hear the traffic. You can kind of hear the road off in the distance, just a bummer.
And now you can still hear sound of the traffic, but the traffic is going underneath in this tunnel, this new built tunnel. You don't really feel that you are out in the nature when you still hear the sound of the traffic.
Mm.
So, but when you walk a little bit further down the road, the traffic will disappear.
Come upon a crossing.
Now we are coming to the heart of the field. And this is a great, great apple tree.
You are an apple tree because there are apples scattered beneath you.
And it's so rough and tough, and it's they haven't cut it at all. It's just nature built it like this. It's really a joy to see it in all seasons. You can see it in the spring when it's getting green and the small leaves are starting to develop, and then when the tree are full of flowers, that is amazing. When you see it full of flowers, all over with flowers, And then the flower starts to develop into small apples, and you can taste the fruit, but it's kind of bitter, and yeah, and then all the fruits just fall off, and you see the fruits, everybody's walking on the fruits, and it gets back to the apple tree and feed the tree back, so it's like a circle. If you walk closer to it, you see that it's, I think it's 7 or 8 trees from the ground, but actually it's from the same tree, but it's coming up. So perhaps it's like this, because the apples are falling, and if you dig down, you have a bigger tree down in under.
So when you're at the apple tree, then you turn sort of soft left, or just go straight across the bridge. That's yet the end time.
And actually, this bridge is not, it's restored. It's a new bridge, but it's made like they used to be.
At this spot where the Yetta Highway passed the Vala Brook, it originally existed a wade, or a simpler wooden bridge. A stone-arched bridge was built in the 18th or 19th century. Since long in ruins, it was restored in 1998 after the model of a similar bridge in Butjerka.
Yeah, they think that it has always been a bridge here because of this road, and it's so old, and they even found stones from the bridge.